Farage's Brexit Party launches contract with the British people. By Victoria Friedman on November 22, 2019. Nigel Farage will announce his party's contract with the people on Friday, where he pledges to cap immigration to 50,000 a year, announce tax breaks for small businesses, and reform of Britain's political system. Ditching the one of the least trusted words in the English language manifesto, Mr. Farage wrote in The Telegraph that the Brexit Party is instead launching a contract with the British people. "We trust that this word speaks for itself. Parties make promises in their manifestos which they think voters want to hear, yet have no intention of keeping them," the MEP said in condemnation of mainstream politicians. Nigel Farage and Labour leavers had criticised Jeremy Corbyn for pledging to hold a second referendum in his latest manifesto after promising in his 2017 party document to respect the result of the 2016 referendum. While the Conservative Party's former Chancellor of the Exchequer George Osborne admitted in 2017 that his party never intended to stick by its manifesto promises to reduce immigration from the hundreds of thousands to the tens of thousands while in government, Mr. Farage highlighted this deception, writing, "The last three Tory manifestos have promised to reduce net migration to tens of thousands per year. They have failed spectacularly. While standing for a clean break Brexit, the party also aims to push for a much-needed political revolution to restore faith in the system, with the past 3.5 years of Brexit delay proof that UK politics is broken." Writing that the UK needs a voting system that is more representative of people's views, Mr. Farage's party vows to abolish the House of Lords. Having been degraded by successive party leaders who have stuffed it full of cronies, it is not fit for purpose in the 21st century and must be replaced with an elected chamber, he said. He also said that the voting system must also be honest, and promises to eradicate the intimidation and fraud that has been permeating the postal voting system for the past 20 years, reserving the option only for the elderly, infirm, or those working overseas. Noting that population is growing at 500,000 a year, Mr. Farage called for the return of post-war norms for immigration, with caps set at a practical 50,000 per year for those wanting to settle permanently in the country, with temporary work permits to cover gaps in labor. "We must also tackle illegal immigration," the Brexit Party chief added, observing that our border force has for months been acting as a ferry service across the English Channel. The Brexit Party is also offering a helping hand to Britain's small businesses, calling for a £10,000 tax-free allowance for small startup firms to help them grow.